For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News, and once again, thanks to Margot Adler of Justice Talking on NPR, this is part five of a debate between Robert DuPont, our nation's second drug czar and major stockholder in many urine testing companies, and Marcia Rosenbaum of Safety First, discussing student drug testing. This is Marcia Rosenbaum.
The largest study ever done on student drug testing, 96,000 kids in 900 schools, nothing like that has ever been done, published in a reputable peer review journal, found that, in fact, they looked at schools with and without drug testing, and guess what? No difference. No difference.
In some schools, drug tests are used for kids that are in extracurricular activities. And yet, it seems to me that those students might be the ones that are least going to use drugs, the ones that are busy and active and part of the school community. Isn't that unfair?
The reason it happens is because of the opponents of testing.
Marcia?
Wait a second. I think that the kids who are in extracurricular activities ought to be in extracurricular activities, and many of them don't use drugs. In fact, most students don't use drugs, let's face it. Or if they do, they don't do it on a very regular basis. So I think extracurricular activities, that's the one place that you don't want to put up barriers for. You don't want to find ways to exclude kids from extracurricular activities, because what we know about those, and again, it's an issue of resources and bringing the kids into the school environment, what we know is that kids who participate in after-school activities and extracurriculars are the ones who have the least number of drug problems. They're the ones who get in the least amount of trouble, generally, including violence. They're the ones who get better grades. They excel. So why would we put up a barrier, like drug testing, to extracurricular activities?
Should students who test positive for drugs be taken out of extracurricular activities?
Until they start not using, absolutely. I think that that's very important. And
why?
Because they need a reason not to use. They want to participate in the extracurricular activities. You know, Marcia calls it a barrier, but the studies that have been done about participation in extracurricular activities with and without drug testing is that when drug testing is done, you have higher rates, not lower rates. It is not a barrier to the participation of students.
Wouldn't they feel marginalized and, in fact, start using more if they were cut out of extracurricular activities?
Ms. Adler understands the situation, and Robert DuPont understands his. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.